Okay.
Like we started. Okay. Welcome everyone back to Newsman. And firstly, I have to say that this year is being dedicated, Le'ela Nishmas, Malka Chana Bas Yehuda, Aleha Shalom, the mother of Amatzia. She should definitely get lots of zuchusim out of this, and Amatzia should be zirka for Adrichis Yom Admeh Ve'esim.
Amen, amen. Thank you.
Thank you. Now, so we're going to tie up a lot of little ends of what a few topics we've been discussing, and let's just tie up the loose ends and really tie it all together in one big circle, and then let's move forward. So let me share you the screen of the notes we're doing today. Okay, let's tie up some notes that everyone we've had over Sukkos, we had a bit before Sukkos, of sugyas, which you may think are not related, but somehow they are related. Let's relate them together. So, we had our question of the corona question. Over Sukkos, the guy is in corona, has to stay in his house, but he builds his sukkah in a place that he can only build a sukkah. No, he can't build his sukkah in the house because he has nowhere to do it. He builds it outside in the public, shared, chaniya, parking lot. Now, of course, he's going against the law, and he's going to get fined for doing such a thing. And our question was, he's like scared of, so to speak, the gunner, in this case, the police, coming along, and any moment finding him, catching him in his sukkah. So, lachora, it's an apostle sukkah, and not only for him, but for anyone who uses it, and also even if he has a partner, they use it. The sukkah is possible. Why is it possible? Because this famous remark that a sukkah is kosher only if it's in a comfortable place. If you build lachachila sukkah in a non-comfortable place, oh, that's it. You built a sukkah lachachila that it shouldn't be a good sukkah. It's not a sukkah at all. That's the pashas of the remark that the whole sukkah is possible. Anyone who uses it should be out. So we concluded that it wasn't so true. It wasn't so true that if you build a sukkah in an uncomfortable place from the beginning, then the whole sukkah is possible. It's not how we look at it. And we're going to quote the famous Dayan, the Choshev Dayan of Basmanenu, Harav Rubin from Hanof, one of the Dayanim on of Nissen Karelis, is based in the Bnei Barak. And he says, what did the Ramah mean when he says, you build a sukkah in a place that's uncomfortable, it's a no good sukkah? This is what he meant. And we'll take it from there. He says, "Ein ze psul b'shtem sukkah." It doesn't make the sukkah possible. It doesn't make the sukkah as if it's not a sukkah. That's you're in the house. If so, then they knock on me. Anyone who's there is not eating. Even the non-corona guy is not eating the sukkah. Ella psul b'diras the sukkah. What it makes, it means the action. The what you are performing, you're trying to say, I'm living in a sukkah. No, it makes the definition what you're doing is not living in a sukkah. Why? Because the whole mitzvah of sukkah is not to eat in sukkah. The mitzvah of sukkah is to live in sukkah. If you're living in a sukkah, you've done the mitzvah. If you're not living in the sukkah, you're not doing a mitzvah. Because the sukkah ain't a word, gam le shena, gam le achila. Therefore, if you have a sukkah which can't do all the living things, it can only do sleeping, it can only do eating, it can't do eating and sleeping. Then we can't say what you're doing is living in the sukkah, because you're only doing a partial living. A partial living is not living. What you're doing, you're really living in your house, and you happen to be eating in sukkah, which means, I look as you're doing in the sukkah, it's like a restaurant. You're not living in the sukkah. You happen to live in the house and eat in the sukkah as a restaurant. That's not doing the mitzvah. If you can't sleep there and you're sleeping in your house, then what you're doing, you're living in your house and you happen to eat out of your house in the sukkah. That's not the mitzvah. The mitzvah is to live in the sukkah. Akimishlo bolis, if you never built anything and you haven't done your mitzvah. So at the end of the day, when you're eating in a sukkah which can't do all its activities, then when you're eating that, it's not because you're not yotze the mitzvah, because it's not a sukkah. Ah, look up. I can't see schach. That's not the pshat. Pshat is, I see schach, I see the walls, it's called a sukkah, I'm sitting in the sukkah, I'm eating there, but I'm not living there, because I can't sleep there. Therefore, I'm just eating out in my sukkah, I'm really living in my house. So you haven't done your mitzvah. The mitzvah is to live in sukkah. So you can have a scenario where you're eating in a sukkah, and you're not nekayim the mitzvah, because the mitzvah is not to eat in sukkah, the mitzvah is to live in sukkah. And you're not living, because we define your living as only if you do all your activities there. You're not doing all your activities, you're living in your house. Okay, that's Peshat. That's why when you build a sukkah in a place which is not comfortable for all the living activities, then we say, hey, when you're eating over there, you're eating the sukkah, but you're not doing the mitzvah, because the mitzvah is to live in the sukkah. Live is only if you're doing all your activities over there. So now, based on that rule, I'm going to ask you a question, and you answer me. I can see whether you understand what we said. Therefore, we ask the following question. When you go to the coastal, and you're at the coastal, and you see, hey, there's a big sukkah here in the coastal, as you see in this picture. Yeah. Can anyone sleep there? No one's allowed to sleep there. No one will be able to sleep there. What you can do is you can shake your lulav and esrog in that sukkah. You can have a little bit to bite, to eat, a snack while you're there at the coastal. You can eat in that sukkah. But you can't sleep in that sukkah. So if you take the literal wording of the Ramah, any sukkah that can't do all its activities, you're not doing the mitzvah there. You're not doing a mitzvah. So the question is, now that we defined what that actually meant, means that it's called a sukkah, it's just you're not doing the mitzvah called living in the sukkah. Let me ask you this question. If you eat in this sukkah by the coastal, are you doing the mitzvah of sukkah, or you're not doing the mitzvah of sukkah? It's not a apostle sukkah. It's a kosher sukkah. But are you doing the mitzvah sukkah? What's the mitzvah sukkah? The mitzvah sukkah is to live in the sukkah. Is this called a sukkah which can be lived in? Or is it called just a restaurant? What is this sukkah at the coastal? Yeah, I've got Mr. Goffman with his hand up. There's only really the one I can see. If anyone else wants to say something, they have to raise their voice. Mr. Goffman's going to say something, and anyone else will have to.
I'm a little bit right now confused. I would like to ask you a question, Rav.
Okay, a question which clarifies is good.
Right now. Based on this definition, I need to live in sukkah to perform all function of living, eating, sleeping. Okay?
Yeah.
Right now, I forbidden to eat outside of sukkah and sukkah. Now let's say bread. We're not going. Okay.
Okay.
Right now, if I have sukkah which I never can sleep, and I'm eating bread inside of sukkah, right now I'm in avera that I'm eating outside of sukkah.
Yeah. So let us say Mr. Goffman's point. You're eating the sukkah, but you're not doing the mitzvah in sukkah. There's many achronim that say that when you eat in the sukkah, but you're not doing the mitzvah, then it's considered as you're not being put to the mitzvah, therefore considered as if you're eating out of the sukkah. You're doing it actually in a vera. So, but there's some achronim. We're not going to get into that. So, according to some opinions, if you eat in the sukkah, which is not giving you the mitzvah, it's like you personally are out of the sukkah, but everyone else is still in the sukkah, because if it helps them to do all the functions, then they can do the all functions. They're still in the sukkah. It's physically a sukkah, but you're not doing the mitzvah. What's the result of eating the sukkah, which is not doing mitzvah? That's a machlokas, whether it's like you eating out of the sukkah for the person who's not doing the mitzvah, or it's just not doing the mitzvah. That's a discussion like with the shitzes. When you have possible sitzes, are you actually, when you're having sitzes and you're not the mechavan for the mitzvah sitzes, okay, are you now being a vera? Okay, that's irrelevant. Irrelevant, yes, to ask.
Correct. Now I'm ready to answer.
Now we have to answer the question by the coastal.
Right now I'm ready to answer. Right now, okay. What we see at the hotel is illusion. We don't see sukkah.
You're saying Taka, the coastal sukkah, the person who eats there is not doing a mitzvah. Yeah, and then whatever the result of that, that's what's the result. That's what Mr. Goffman said. Anyone want to argue? Mr. Bloch, you want to say something? Right.
I disagree. The sukkah, there's nothing. You could technically you could sleep in the sukkah. It's just practically they can't allow people start sleeping in the sukkah.
Yeah, but that's not true, Mr. Bloch. We said the one of the examples of a sukkah which is not yotzer is when the sukkah is technically could be sleeping in, but you're scared of the ganovim or you're scared of the police. So technically you could sleep there. You're just scared. So over here we don't care whether technically the meister. Are you going to sleep there? Or is it comfortable for sleeping? No, it's not comfortable sleeping there. I can't sleep there, lemaisa. Why? Because of outside activities. Even outside activities affects the mitzvah sukkah. Plain question now. Is there an act, is this sukkah, when you eat there, you're mekayim the mitzvah sukkah or not, is there a sukkah which can practically function for all your uses or not? Based on what we just said from Rav Reuben.
Yes.
Both or not.
Yes.
And according to Baruch, yes. Now, why Baruch?
Because right now, my act of living in the sukkah is focused on just eating. That's what I'm interested in doing right now. So right now, vis-a-vis the act of eating, it fulfills all my purposes. I'm not concerned that someone's going to come and get me right now. Talking about the act of sleeping, we'll talk about that when we get to it. But for right now, it works for eating. That's what I would suggest.
Now, Baruch is on the right lines, not exactly there, not exactly there, but along the right lines. Let me continue, because we've got a lot of tying up today. Let's continue. Very good point so far.
It also means, I mean, forget the restaurants, but it also means, like, for example, in Chutz La'aretz, when it's too cold, so we're going to say they can't sleep in there.
Okay.
So is it a dinner mitzvah? Maybe it's a dinner mitzvah.
Okay, we'll discuss that in a bit moment. Let's take Baruch and go further. Even according to what we said in the Ramah, that you have to be fitting for all activities to be Yotzer the Mitzvah. Okay, Yotzer the Mitzvah. This goes, why? Because you have to live in the Sukkah. Now, when this guy, let's go, Reuven, goes into the coastal Sukkah and eats there, we have to ask one question. Mr. Reuven, on sukkahs, are you living in a sukkah or you're living in your house? That's the only question. If you're living in sukkah, then you're yotzi or mitzvah. If you're not living in sukkah, you're not yotzi. So we're looking not at the actual sukkah that he's in. We are looking at the person called Reuven. Reuven, are you a person who's living in sukkah or are you a person who doesn't live in sukkah over the 8 days of sukkahs? So what's Reuven going to answer? Reuven's going to answer, well, how do you define living a sukkah? We said, well, do you eat always in the sukkah? Do you eat or sleep always in the sukkah? Do you drink always in the sukkah of these 7 days? And what's Reuven going to answer to that question?
Yes.
Yes. He's going to answer, yes, because when I go home, I definitely eat in my house, and so I sleep in the sukkah, so that I'm not in my house. These 7 days are not in my house. So therefore, we say, okay, your guy who lives in sukkah, it doesn't have to be the same sukkah, because we're not asking on the sukkah, we're asking on the person. Are you living in the house or on the sukkahs, or you're living in sukkah on sukkahs? And he's going to answer, I do everything in sukkah. So it doesn't matter, it doesn't have to be the same sukkah, I just do everything in sukkah. So he's, oh, you do everything in sukkah? You live in sukkah. So therefore, when you're eating now in this sukkah by the coastal, the answer is, I'm doing the mitzvah, because this is a sukkah for me. Any sukkah is called living for me. Because as far as I'm concerned, sukkah is my living quarters. It doesn't have to be the same one. Like in the house, you don't have to live in one room the whole 7 days. You just have to define what this person is. He's a sukkah guy or he's a house guy. And if he says, I do everything myself on sukkahs, always in the sukkah, you're a sukkah guy. So therefore, every sukkah you go in, you're yotzer mitzvah because you're a sukkah guy. You're a living guy in a sukkah. So if so, that's what Reuven says. This coastal sukkah is kosher for his mitzvah. He is yotzer his mitzvah. Based on that fact, let's go straight to the next case. You have two sukkahs at home. One for sleeping and one for eating. Why? Because the sleeping one is totally not suitable for eating. Because you've got all the schach on the sleeping one, which is full of infestation of bugs, and if you eat in that sukkah, it's going to go in your food. So you're going to stay away from that sukkah from eating. But you're happy to sleep there. No problem sleeping there. But at the end of the day, what's happened? You've got a sukkah that's only doing eating, and you've got a sukkah that's only doing sleeping. But you're not having a sukkah that does both. Is this guy yotzeh his mitzvah or not yotzeh his mitzvah when he has such a setup? So, two sukkahs, one is totally for eating, one's totally sleeping, and even so, you've got a sleeping one that can't be eaten in. Is he yotzeh his mitzvah at all of in sukkahs when he eats in the eating one and he sleeps in the sleeping one?
Yes.
Everyone shouts that, because we now understand, we're not interested in the sukkah. We ask the guy, are you a person who's now living in house or sukkah? He says, I'm living in sukkah because I do everything in sukkah. Doesn't have to be the same sukkah. So therefore, we've got a chiddush that don't necessarily throw out your schach if it's infested. Yeah? You really should clean it at the end after you take it down every year. Clean it, you should spray it, and avoid the problem. But if the next year when you take it out, there's a Hashem, and it is infested, everyone normally, knee-jerk reaction, I've learned, can't use it, throw it away. Not necessarily need to throw it away, especially if you want to save money. If you're a person who's got plenty of money, then avad the hidah mitzvah, get a new schach, give panasa to the people who need the panasa and do the mitzvah in a very mahudadik way. But if you are tight for money, and you have the opportunity of having two sukkahs, to just put all that sukkah, which is infested, put it all in the sleeping sukkah. Of course, don't, by mistake, eat in that sukkah, because then you avoided the problem. You've just caused yourself a big problem such as this. Okay, everyone has to know the...
Yeah.
Are you going to lead to problems when we do this?
Question which you ask. There's two types of question. Question number one, mitzvah. Are you doing mitzvah? Nothing to do. Don't say sukkah word at all. You're doing mitzvah, then put two together. A, it should be structured with certain rules, plus you with certain rules.
Yes. They're not connected.
So, well,
the structure is a good structure. Okay. It's got schach, it's got three walls at least. It's a good structure for sukkah. Are you doing what is called a mitzvah sukkah? Yeah, because you're living there, so therefore, fine. You don't have to be connected. It's two separate questions.
We cannot answer.
So you're yotzer with the sukkah, the closer.
Yeah, so another case. We cannot ask question. Is this sukkah kosher or not? Forget about it.
Correct. Yeah, forget about it. Lagabi, this halacha of being fitting for everyone. Now, the only flaw in all we said is we come back to the Mishnah Brua's halacha. Very chiddushik halacha. And if you see over here, he says two halachas, big chiddushim. He says that the big table has to be majority in your sukkah to be kosher when you eat on it, okay? And even when you're sleeping, the table has to be in the sukkah. Now my question is, according to what we just defined, you don't have to do all activities. It doesn't even have to be sukkah which is designated for all the activities. It can be just sukkah, one for sleeping, one for eating. So why does he say that when you're sleeping, you have to have the table there? What's the problem? You've got, as long as when you're sleeping in the sukkah. As long as when you're eating in the sukkah. What's the problem of sleeping in the sukkah and having the table in the house while you're sleeping? And tomorrow morning when you take the bed out and bring the table in, and now you're eating the sukkah, at the end of the day, you look at the sukkah, it's a kosher sukkah. Look at what the guy is doing. He's always eating, he's always sleeping in the sukkah. Why, when you're sleeping, you have to have the table there? Why? We've now said there's no halacha that the sukkah as a sukkah is only kosher as a sukkah if the sukkah can do everything. There's no such thing. It's the person. The person, he doesn't need to eat when he's sleeping. What's the pshat? That's our question based on the rule we said. What's pshat in the Mishnah Brura? Yes, Mr. Goffman.
Right now, we forgot. We should forget to talk about sukkah. We need to talk about the ruvin. And here's all answer, that it's very possible that in this structure, if he will do one type of activities, he'll be fine. But if he, by accident, will start to do another type of activity, he won't be fine. Like sukha with bad infestated scha. Right now, what's the table? Table, very simple thing. Because it's very possible that if table would not be there, he could get up and start to do something, it won't be kosher.
Okay. So the question is it connected to what we just said or not, the fact there's a requirement and the table being there when he's sleeping or not? Mr. Goffman says yes. And he's saying very good. I understand him very well. It's come up the answer. I'm not sure if everyone understands exactly what Mr. Goffman said. We're going to explain what he said. In fact, the stipler was bothered by this. He knows this is a halacha of the Chofetz Chaim. He himself was mappid to do this in the Chofetz Chaim. A lot of poskim just reject the Chofetz Chaim's pesach. They hold it's a big chumrah, but the stipler himself and some other poskim actually said it's halacha. But he's bothered by this question. Why does it need to be there? If it's not a din in the sukkah, it's just a din in the person is doing everything good. So he says, if you look at one of the Rishonim called the Ran, he answers our question. Let us analyze what the Ran says and he answers our question. It's a very enjoyable piece of Ran. It explains, come out what Mr. Goffman said, if you understand what Mr. Goffman said. So he says like this. Da'afilu tipsaloma. You know what? Beis Shammai said, this is Beis Shammai's halacha, that you have to have a sukkah that has the table inside it. Okay? Sukkah gedolah, sukkah tzadik, yeah? Whether it's big or small sukkah, you have to have the table there. Haile mishum, why? Because shem yimshach after sukkah, the Gemara says clearly. It's because you may get pulled out of the sukkah. You may actually, if the table's out of the sukkah, you may come to eat out of the sukkah. Okay? What's that got to do with you're not yotzi your mitzvah when you're in the sukkah? You're a sukkah guy. Well, you know why? Because if you look in the Gemara, actually says in another place that Beis Shammai's reasoning is not because you're being pulled out of the sukkah. It's for a different reason. Because he holds sukkah diris kever b'inyan, that sukkah needs to be your permanent abode. It needs to be a permanent abode. It needs to be your house. And sukkah is only a sukkah if it's yotze for you, if it's your permanent place. So what's going on? Make up your mind. What's the reason of Beis Shammai? Is the reason of Shammai is because the table may pull you out and you may come to eat outside. Okay, so that's a chashash of maybe you come to eat outside. Or is the reasoning of Beis Shammai, if you don't have the table there, then it's not a sukkah. The reason of Beis Shammai is because a sukkah has to be your house, and if you don't have a table, it's not your house. Make up your mind. You can't say two reasons for the same halacha. So he says, Hachinami, it's the same reasoning, says the Ram. To be in sukkah or yosvek ever, you need that sukkah to be your house. And therefore, if you have a table which is possible to pull you out, then that sukkah is not defined as you're living in sukkah because you may be pulled out of the sukkah and eat outside the sukkah. And if you eat outside the sukkah, then you haven't done all your living activities in the sukkah. You eat, so to speak, a bit out of the sukkah in your house, your real original residence, you eat. And you eat partially in your sukkah and sleep in your sukkah. Well, partially eat in your sukkah and sleep in your sukkah is not good enough. You have to live in your sukkah. It means get rid of your old residence. Don't have anything to do with it. You're now living in your sukkah. If there's any chashash or any moment in time that you'll be eating in your house, that ruins the whole mitzvah of sukkah for the whole sukkahs. Because then we define you as not living in the sukkah. That's pshat in Beis Shammai. So if so, says the Mishnah Berurah, even when you're sleeping, you need your table in. Why? As Rav Chaim said, because you may wake up in the middle of the night, may feel hungry, and if your table's not in the sukkah, you may come to eat outside the sukkah. And if you eat outside the sukkah, that means that the real residence is your old house, not the sukkah. And when you were sleeping, you weren't doing the mitzvah, because you're sleeping outside your house, like in a tent, on a holiday, chofish, and park yard day up north. Okay, but it's not your house. But your house is your house. To make it your house, you have to get rid of your old house and do everything in your sukkah. And therefore, if there's a chance that you're not doing everything in sukkah, that means this sukkah is not your house. So now everything's wonderful. Let me ask you this question. According to the Mishnah Berurah, if you have one sukkah for sleeping and one sukkah for eating, Does the sukkah you sleep in need to have a table?
No.
Correct? Everyone's saying no.
No.
Because it's not the din in the sukkah again. The sukkah doesn't need to have the table and the bed and allowed to be a sukkah. The sukkah is a sukkah because of the walls and the stuff. It's the person. Is the person living in sukkah? The answer is, does he do everything in sukkah? Yes, I sleep in this sukkah. I eat in that sukkah. And even when I'm sleeping, I don't have my table. But don't worry, I'll never be eating in my house. I'll always be eating in sukkah. The other sukkah has the table. So therefore, we've got now a kula, something which people don't realize. People sometimes have two sukkahs, and they go to bed, and they know about this Mishnah Berurah, and they say, oh, there has to be a table as well when I'm sleeping. And they bring like a small table in order to be yoked to the Mishnah Berurah. You don't need. Because you got a sukkah with your table in, and as long as you're no chashash of eating in the house, because sukkah is where you are, and even if it's in another sukkah, it's good enough, then you don't need the table there when you're sleeping. You, even according to Mr. Buhr, you won't need the table when you're sleeping if you've got two sukkahs. Mr. Buhr is talking about a case where you've got one sukkah, as we see this example.
With the sukkah, with the
Rabbi,
table,
Hello? Rabbi, even if you have one sukkah.
Yes, Matsya.
But you do eat arai outside the sukkah, water, fruit, I don't know why. So in that situation, are we saying that you also still need a table, or in that situation we're saying you also don't need a table?
That we went, go back to what we discussed in the middle of sukkahs, is drinking outside the sukkah in your house, is that a problem or not? That's the machlokas Mishnah Berurah and Rosh Hashanah,
right.
That it's beseder because it's not called a living activity. It's just drinking outside. It's not called a living activity. So when you have a meal, that defines your living activity. But Rosh Hashanah all of us says no. In the house is everything that's near the sukkah. The house as well should not be drunken. Okay, that's going back to that question. But now we've answered it of this topic. Yeah.
Okay, if you sleep in your sukkah and you eat your sukkah and you have a table in your sukkah, it's a folding table and you fold it up. Does it have to be open, or is it good enough that it's just folded?
So now you should answer your own question. Does it have to be open or not?
I would think they would have to be.
Why? Why does it have to be open? Why?
Well, so it's ready to be used. Otherwise, you might come to...
A table that's in the house drags you out. But if your eating table's in the sukkah, just folded up, it's not going to drag you out. I don't have a table at the time you're sleeping. I don't need a table downstairs. I just have to make sure that I don't have an eating table in the house. If my eating table is always in the sukkah, I won't be dragged out of my house.
But what if you have an eating table? You're not bringing your dining room table. I mean, you know, some people might, but we don't have a dining room table.
It doesn't matter if you define your eating table for sukkahs as this folding table, and this is where you eat. Dining room table now is no longer the eating table for 7 days. It's just going to be holding your lulav and esek and your masorim and your talesim. That's what it is. What's called the table for eating is the table which is the folding table. If that's in the sukkah, fine, no problem. You're not going to be dragged out. Okay?
Even if for the
Okay. Agav, I want to tell you a lot. Normally you can't sleep on your table, but sometimes you have a situation where the table itself can convert into the bed, and that comes out post-conversation. Okay, now.
I see right now problem with this chat. Let's assume I have two sukkahs. One I'm sleeping, one I'm eating. Right now, for strange reason, I put in sleeping sukkah table, which protrude outside. I'm in huge trouble. Why? Because I could be pulled from this and start to eat.
So let's even go further. I don't think so. If that table which you put in your sleeping sukkah is not defined as your eating table, it's just your storage table, and your eating table, you have no habamina to be defined as that your eating table, so it won't drag you out. If your eating table is in your eating sukkah, and you happen to have a table which is also in your sleeping sukkah, but you're just using it for svarim, things like that, so therefore, that's not going to drag you out. It's the eating table which drags you out.
But can I eat in this table? It's my problem. The table is stable. Okay.
You never eat at that table. You do not eat at that table. If you touch, eat at the table. If you have a table, you should eat it.
This is point. It's forbidden for me. It's forbidden for me to eat on the table and
as you can put it out, Mr. Goffin, by being machmir, you can ruin yourself. If you want to have a table in your sleeping sukkah and it's too small, the sleeping sukkah, and you put a table which is partially in and out, and you talk you're going to eat in that table a bit, then it can create problems and you don't need
it. It's exactly my point. Okay. Be careful, right?
Don't be too firm. Don't be too firm, yeah?
Exactly. In the sleeping, if the schach is bad.
Hold on, can I ask a question?
Yes, of course. Who's that?
It's Yossi.
Okay, go ahead.
My question is, I can understand what the Rav is saying with regards to a sleeping sukkah and an eating sukkah if they're both outside in close proximity. But if it's you're walking through your house, I can see it as a problem. Shema Yimashech, I'll go to his kitchen and eat in his kitchen.
Chazal's very particular. The only thing that we worry about that's pulling you out is not because convenience. Trouble going up and down the stairs and all that. The thing that pulls you out is a table which is the eating table and it's partially outside. If you don't have that scenario, we don't care about the tikh and business. That's not the gedem chaza.
But if I'm not marked, I have terrible manners. I don't need to eat at a table when I wake up at night. I won't wake. And I'll have peanuts and I'll sit there and I'll eat without a table.
But if you never have a table, join sukkahs. And you always eat on your lap, then the safer, you don't need the table at all. We'll test, Baruch, I'll come to your sukkah next year when it's not corona, and I'll see, Baruch, whether you eat on your table. There's a chef. Okay. So now, let's also wrap up this side. We know in Auschwitz, the Germans in Mashamon, terrible thing. And we have this great tzaddik over here, that's Rav Chaim Yaakov Rotenberg, Zatzal, who was the upbasin in Paris. He was sent to the concentrations in Auschwitz. And he was most nefesh for mitzvahs Hashem. And just before Shkia, on the first night of Sukkot, he built a little sukkah in Auschwitz, waited till night, ate his kazayas, and then took it down on Yom Tov. Okay? So we want to know, Bechlal, whether the question is mesiras nefesh. You can't imagine such a thing in such a scenario. None of us can think that we could even think of doing such a thing. But we're asking, was he yotz to the mitzvah? Because he's built a sukkah that can't do all activities. He can't do all activities in that sukkah. He's definitely not going to sleep there. He's going to be sleeping in his bunks. So therefore, we haven't got the teretz we just said of now yet. In order to be a kosher sukkah and be doing the mitzvah is, are you a sukkah guy or a house guy? The answer is, from Chaim Yaakov Rotenberg, is that so? Would be a house guy because he's still sleeping in the bunks. He's not sleeping in the sukkah. And don't tell me where he has no options, because that's only one teretz according to the Oracle Shulchan that says one option is a way of avoiding the problem. You do all the best you can. But we know Rabbi Zalman Nechemiah Goldberg says that doesn't help. It has to be, is that the sukkah prevents you from sleeping in it. If it's too cold, because the sukkah is too flimsy, every type of sukkah is too flimsy, then you don't need to sleep there, because it's the sukkah that's preventing you sleeping there. But if it's other active things that are preventing you sleeping, like in this case, the Nazis in Mashamon, so that's not good enough to say, I've done my best. You've done your best, but you haven't done the mitzvah. The mitzvah, at the end of the day, is to live in the sukkah, you're not living in the sukkah. So what's the answer to this? Let's see how Rabbi Yashiv answered. Is he Yotze the Mitzvah, this great tzaddik over here? Shemati, Shas tzaddik, Rav Chaim Yaakov Rotenberg Zatzal. Who's the picture is on the left. The picture on the right is, in fact, is Rav Chaim Yaakov Rotenberg's father, Hashem Yochan Donov. He was actually also an Auschwitz and he was killed. Rav Chaim Yaakov Rotenberg on the left, the son, the great tzaddik, he actually survived the war. Says, you know what? Shem Sadi Rabbi Yaakov said, Lo Yoda Pachas Mahu. He was never scared. He was not somebody who's scared of her. Ma'olam lo ola alob mo posutam. He was never scared of anybody, including the Nazis in Mashaman. Mashus also sort of be honest. So why did he take down the sukkah? He's not scared. Achachilas Kazas. Why did he take it down? He's not scared. Why did he take it down? Hupagra halocha. It was also because of a halocha, not because of being scared. You're not allowed to do something which is defined as the conest of foshes, even to do a mitzvah. And that's the only reason why he took it down. Not because he's scared of the Nazi himself. As far as he's concerned, he built a sukkah, which is fine to eat and sleep in. And the only reason after he ate, he took it down, is because the halacha says I have to take it down. And Rabbi Yashavi says, so how did he eat there? He's not supposed to put himself into the corner. Because he held, halacha says that it's not called sukkah to put up your sukkah for 10 minutes. Even in Auschwitz was not sukkah's the process as he's concerned for a short small bit of time. It's a sukkah share, therefore the whole sukkah was kosher. That sukkah's kosher. He's doing a mitzvah living in sukkah's car as far as he's concerned. He's going to live in his sukkah, that's his living quarters. He's just forced to take it down because of another halacha. He's not allowed to do sukkahs to foshes. At the time when he was eating in the sukkah, it was a sukkah for him, the chol davar, for everything. He's now living as far as his mind for 10 minutes. If you can imagine, as you can do such a thing. It's a big thing in the halacha to say, in these 10 minutes, this is where I'm living for the whole 7 days. And after 10 minutes, the only reason why I'm not living here for all 7 days is because of the halacha comes down. It's an extension of our chiddush. It's amazing, longest. You can breathe it in, don't say anything now about that longest, but that's the longest we're saying. For 10 minutes, this is the sukkah for him for all activities. Even although he's going to take it down after 10 minutes. I'm not going to sleep there. He's going to sleep in the dorms. Because
that's...
Try and say a word. You have to absorb such a thing. Really, take it in and breathe it in. And with all your new neshamas that we've received over Yom Kippur, Rosh Hashanah, and Sukkot, I think this neshama can handle such a chiddush and take it in. Mr. Shem, next week we'll carry on this vein of the tzaddik and go back to dinner, Markus, for dinner. Have a wonderful day. Enjoy your day. Have a wonderful kavana in your milcha. Forget about this kiddush, otherwise it disturbs your milcha. Get to this kiddush after milcha and le'ela nishmas. As we said at the beginning, the shir should be for Malka Chana Bas Yehuda Allah Shom, a great sukkos for her and for her wonderful son. Have a great
day. Amen. What time tomorrow?
No time to speak. We'll see
thank you very much. Thank you.
12:15 tomorrow for our Allah new halachas and Allah. Also very interesting. See you tomorrow. Okay.
Thank you.
And Matzah, your mother's Hashem Shavan Aliyah.
Amen. Thank you.